Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. Oh, my goodness. Do we have prepared for you a very, very special show with a very amazing guest. I am so excited and pumped up about today's show because this guy, yes, is a he, and if you're looking at the pictures on Blog Talk Radio or also on my YouTube channel, which actually will be later on, or perhaps if you're looking on my website or my social media, you know who he is. But before I bring him on, I just wanted to take a couple of minutes of your time that I always like to take in order to thank my listeners. And I have to, because without you, this show could not be possible. I really, really am so impressed about the amount of listeners that we have here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. We have over 10,000 listeners all over the world. Yes, you've heard it right. We have, everyone, listeners in about 38 countries right now. We have listeners in Australia, South America, Central America, Jamaica, Netherlands. Here are our 10 beautiful provinces. They're all hooked up at the Lizzie T Radio Show. We have listeners in the United States, North Carolina, Washington, D.C., Texas, Kansas, New York. Hello to my friends in Long Island, New York, especially you, Solange. I said hello. Also, we have crossed the border to Europe. We have listeners in Europe, we have England, we have Turkey, we have Italy, we also have listeners in Spain. So hello to my listeners in Spain, especially Michael. Hola, Michael. We have Ukraine, and my goodness, the list is going on. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network, being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And my goodness, we have worked really hard the last 2 years to make it this way. But when it's actually here, you kind of... It seems surreal. It just seems so amazing and so grand. It's just like, oh. So thank you so much again for your support. If you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, please email us at radio@lizt.ca. Very simple. Radio, because it is a radio show, at lizt.ca, L-I-Z-T.ca, C-A for Canada. And but also, just to let you know, for you that are in the Toronto area, we also have the Lizzie T TV show. Yes, we have my amazing videographer, which happens to be my husband. We've been doing shows on YouTube. So we are trying to do once a month. And if you're in the Toronto area or Ontario area, I have been as far as actually New York to tape. If you're interested in being part of the TV show, which is on YouTube, again, the email is radio@lizt.ca. Very simple, radio@lizt.ca. Moving on, in the news, my goodness, was it cold today, guys? My guest is probably going to mention that as well. And he's probably going to feel it a lot more than us. I walk and I get warm. It's crazy. It feels like yesterday we had a wonderful weather. We had a lot of sun and my theme music is going on there. That means that I need to move on quickly before we run out of time. We are heading really, really close to the holiday season. And for you that celebrate Christmas, my goodness, hopefully you're starting now. Do not do those long lineups and get upset about the cashier because she's not going fast enough and get.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show.
Hello, hello, I'm back, and I'm the host and producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Looks like we're having some technical difficulties, and you know what, guys? I see that as a good sign. Every time we have a fantastic show with an amazing guest, something happened, and I love it because it's going to be an amazing show. Before something else happens, I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned that right after my interview, we will be playing a song from a Canadian songwriter. Her name is Alicia, and we will be playing her song right after the interview. This show is being sponsored by naturenova.ca. If you're looking for someone to go to your school or to auditorium to teach nature, look up at naturenova.ca. And today, the International Day, you know how I love to know what is the International Day of the Day, and today is not going to be the exception, as I've posted on my social media and on Facebook. Today is the International Day of Medical Physics. So to all the physicians, happy International Day, November 7th. This is great. I didn't know that. So congratulations. Moving on, with our show, I will have my amazing guest, which is actually I consider to be a really good friend. I'm hoping that I am right, and it's not just me thinking that, but he can think that as well. Before I bring him on, here's a little bio.
Sujit was born in East York, Ontario, Canada. Sujit was born with spina bifida. This meant that he couldn't stand or walk, and as a result, was destined to issues as a manual wheelchair to move about. In spite of this setback, with love and support and discipline of his two Indian-born parents, two younger sisters, and an extended family, he has always excelled at everything he set out his mind to do. An honors bachelor of arts in social sciences from the University of Toronto and from the University of Mississauga. He also has a postgraduate diploma in human resources management, human resources management from Sheridan College. Sujit enjoys volunteering his spare time with local causes and traveling locally and internationally. He has spent a lot of time in India, the United States, and various places throughout Europe and Asia. Through his life, Sujit has thought to make the world a better place for all, and as he considers himself a social currency millionaire, meaning he has a lot to offer personally and continues to do so every day. Sujit currently is the CEO and founder of his own HR consulting firm.
Hello, hello, and welcome, Sujit, to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Lizzie. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor and a privilege. I'm doing fantastic. Although you did allude to the cold weather here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, I am indoors. I am warm and toasty and ready to go with the show. So,
fantastic. That's awesome. Walk away. Let's walk away, everyone. So you got a little bit of background, everyone, you that are listening to us all over the world. If you have any question for us, just call us in at 347-996-3926, or you can email us the questions. So let's get started before we run out of time. So I gave you a little bit of background. So you are very accomplished. You have done a lot of things, even though you have a disability, which is great. This is what I admire about you, Suji, is that some people have no disability at all, and here you are, the wheelchair with the spinal bifida, and you're doing so many things. You're out there. I see you at most events. This is fantastic. But you came up with that, with an idea of a business. Can you talk about that? How did you come up with the idea for your business?
Sure. So Human Capital Solutions, which is my HR consulting firm that you alluded to before, it was originally conceived in 2005. And at the time, it was just an employment agency catering to people with disabilities within the GTA, Greater Toronto Area, here in Toronto. And it was in collaboration with another employment agency, which was handling the region of Peel, also close to here in Toronto. But now, Human Capital Solutions has really evolved into so much more. You know, I feel that in Canada and throughout the world, really people with disabilities specifically are not being afforded the equal opportunities towards being empowered and succeeding in their lives. And so Human Capital Solutions really seeks to help empower people to empower themselves.
And this is great. It is so true. I mean, I find that I wouldn't ever be able to imagine myself being in a wheelchair and going through the struggles that you have to do to go every day alone. Can you imagine just trying to fit in or find a job or, like in your case, creating your own job, your own business. This is fantastic. And I think you're an example to a lot of people that are listening to us right now. And this is really what the Lizzie T Show is all about, to be able to inspire people, to be able to network with people. And you are a great example. Now, what would you say, Suji, that sets your business apart from other ones out there? I imagine you probably are not the only one. There's other identities or other businesses similar to you, but what would you say that sets you apart from other businesses that are trying to do the same thing?
Absolutely, Lizzie. What I think sets us apart, Human Capital Solutions, sets us apart from others who are trying to do what we are doing, is that we have a multi-tiered approach. We deal directly with medium-sized organizations to assist them with their HR concerns on the people side of HR, which is my corporate background originally. Things like recruitment, training, employee relations, diversity. We give keynote presentations, addresses, and talks at gatherings, meetings, and events to really raise the consciousness and awareness specifically around people with disabilities. We also provide younger entrepreneurs with the opportunity to start their own businesses and coach them towards success. We will also be providing more inspirational publications, videos, and audios to help people achieve a more positive and mindset and outlook on life in the coming year, 2015, and well beyond that. So we're excited about that.
My goodness, you are really very diverse, and this is great. Not just with people with disability, but I think everybody could benefit what the Human Capital Solution offers. Now, in order for you to be this way, I mean, some people would say, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. They have their own excuses. You have even bigger excuses. What would you say, Suji, that it's the most influential person in your life? Who would you say inspires you to do everything that you do? And by the way, everyone, this is a fellow that not just has a business, the business is Human Capital Solution, but also He has had a talk with Ted. Huge accomplishment. He is a speaker, and plus he is a writer. So he has a book, a co-author on a book, and now I know that there's something big coming up. I'll let you talk about it. But first of all, my first question before we run out of time and get off track, who would you say that is your biggest inspiration?
Sure. I hope we don't run out of time. I have a lot to share. But I would say that, you know what, I have many mentors in my life, both direct and indirect. And, for example, like my guru, Satya Sai Baba, a gentleman by the name of Paul Tobey, who has a training education program here in Toronto, and T. Harv Eker, Sean Stevenson, Nick Vukovic, and Tony Robbins, and Donald Trump are just to name a few. But really and truly, my first mentor was my father.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me so much in the short time that he was here with us, and he and I shared so much together. Unfortunately, he passed away of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma when I was just 17. So, and this past June marked the 20th anniversary of his passing. So, you know, it's been an interesting journey, but all the same, I think that in those 17 years, he really taught me everything he needed to that a father could teach a son. So I hold that and I keep that in everything I do and every day that I live, you know? So there you go.
Wow, and this is so beautiful, Suji, to be able to remember your dad this way and to be able to acknowledge him and to give him credit for who you are right now. And I have to tell you, I mean, he's looking down on you because he's done his job and you are a very, very successful person in my eyes and the eyes of many. You are a success. Now, this is what the Lizzie T Show is all about. Tell us who you are, what you do. You're doing an amazing job telling us all about what you do. Contact info. I really, really don't want to forget to mention, where can people reach you? If people are in Toronto, Canada, or in Ontario, or in the U.S., I mean, you've traveled all over the world, and thanks to the internet and social media and Skype, we can connect people all over the world. Where can people reach you?
So, the first and foremost, I'm all over social media, but if they go to my website, www.humancapitalsolutions.co, again, humancapitalsolutions, plural, .co, not .com, .co, they can go to the Contact Us page and link up with me to all of my different social media platforms and channels. And I'm more than happy to connect with people and be there for people and help out whomever I can, wherever I can. So absolutely.
Fantastic. And I do have everyone, if you are just tuned in, we are live today with Sujeet. And you're going to have to help me on your last name here. Ready? Reedy?
Yep, absolutely. No, ready. Ready for anything.
Ready. Ready for anything. Yeah. Fantastic. Sujeet Reddy, we are live today. Today is, my goodness, time is flying fast, almost the end of the year, but we just started November. November the 7th is a Friday. My goodness, we are doing so quickly this year. It seems to me like it's just passed. If you have a question for me or for my amazing guest, please give me a call. The number is 347-996-3926. Now, I have placed right now the link right on my social media, Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio, with the link for the show. So if you just tuned in, you don't know what's going on. We have Sujeet with us ready, no pun intended, with us talking in Toronto, Canada. The link of his website, humancapitalsolution.co, love it, is right underneath the radio button, and you can listen to us live or you can listen to us later on. And the website is there for him to give you any information that you may require. Now, I know, Suji, that you are an amazing speaker. You have talked on TED. You have talked on Mo Mondays. You speak all over the place. And now this is something that is going to be for you ongoing. Are you going to become a leader in the disability community when it comes down to speaking and inspiring people? Do you see that in the future? Because I do.
Thank you for that compliment. Absolutely, I do. I mean, like I said, guys like Nick Vukovic and Sean Stevenson have inspired me and motivated me to do that. And I think, what happened back in 2008, I was corporate. I was making 80 grand a year. And what happened, unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, I had a partial stroke. And that partial stroke was as a result of stress, too much internal stress. So I decided to leave my corporate life behind and start Human Capital Solutions and start doing more speaking engagements. And so that's been building and growing. The TED Talk happened, which was a blessing, and I speak locally, but I would love to speak more around the country, around North America, around the world, and would love to come and speak to audiences anywhere that really want to hear the message I have to say, the message that I have to give out there in the world.
Fantastic. One thing I love about you, that you tell the story the way it is. You are very genuine. You're truthful. I've heard you talk a couple of times, and I think that you're very inspirational, not just for people that have disability, definitely for people that, that need a word of inspiration, need your advice, and need to hear somebody like yourself talking to us that we think that we have issues, but in reality, compared to you, we have nothing. So thank you so much. And one last question, Suji. I know that you're planning something new, and this is what the Lizzie T Show is all about. Tell us who you are, what you do, contact info. We too have done that. Please make sure that you do contact with Suji. And if, by the way, you mentioned that you've heard us via the Lizzie T Radio Show, hey, my job is done. I am fulfilled. This is complete. That's the reason. HumanCapitalSolution.co, HumanCapitalSolution.co. I have the link on my social media. So what would you say, what would you consider yourself, I asked you a question about what is new. You have something coming up. Can you talk about that? Can you disclose it here at the Lizzie T Radio Show?
Sure. Like I had alluded to in an earlier answer, a lot's going to be happening in 2015, I'm going to be doing more on YouTube. I'm going to be doing at least a monthly YouTube show, and I'm going to be doing more podcasting. Whether that's going to be weekly or monthly, I don't know yet. Same with the YouTube channel. I'm working all of that out right now, and I'm going to be in a few publications coming up, but like I said before, if people follow along on my website, www.humancapitalsolutions.co, they'll be updated as to when those things will be dropping and happening. So, yeah.
So, my goodness, you are busy. So you have more talks on the go, a podcast. I'm hoping I'm invited. You have a TV YouTube channel. You have another book. Do you have time for all this? I know that you're the type of guy that answers at 3 o'clock in the morning because I'm mapping you up. So when do you sleep? My goodness. Now, I lie. I have one more question. Now, sure. I consider you being very successful, Suji, and everyone. When I talk about success, I don't just mean money success. I mean it in a way that you love to do what you're doing, and this is success. I am fulfilled by doing what I do. But how would you define success to my audience?
Wow. Lizzie, success is really something that each person needs to interpret for themselves. To me, one has succeeded only after they have achieved true happiness for themselves in all aspects of their lives, whether that be personal, financial, spiritual, emotional, all those quadrants of life. Once they've achieved happiness and fulfillment in those areas, then they are truly successful, I believe, you know?
And I agree with you. This is fantastic. It's great because I agree. Once you are spiritually and personally and professionally successful, that's when you consider yourself successful. And I think exactly the same way. So, Jay, I can't believe this time is just flying by, and I need to play my MP3 from my amazing submission because I'm here to help artists to promote their song. And I just can't thank you enough for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada, and now all over the world. You have inspired us with your talk and with and by the way, if you wanted to check it out, everyone, the talk on the TED Talk is on YouTube, and if you go into humancapitalsolution.co, it's right on his front page. I heard that you worked on this website, by the way. You don't have a website guy yourself?
Well, no, I do have a website guy now, and he and I worked together. This last week, we've actually been collaborating, and I've been writing a lot of copy this week, staying indoors, writing copy, and improving the site. And so the site's going to have a little bit of a different look in the next days and the next week ahead. So, yeah, we're currently in the midst of that. So most of it's done and most of it's been uploaded, but there's still a few pieces left. So, yeah, the audience can look out for that as well.
Yeah, it's a great website. Check it out, everyone. Thank Again, you. If you mentioned that you've heard it via the Lizzie T Radio Show, please, please, I will be more than happy. And that's what I want to do, is just make sure that everybody gets connected. Thank you so much, Sujeet, for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Any last word?
Oh, no. You know what? Again, it's an honor and a privilege. I look forward to having you on my my show, my podcast, when it comes up in 2015. So thanks again. Thank you to all your listeners as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much, hon. Thank you so much. And that was everyone, the great Sujeet Reddy. You have some pictures with me and him on Blog Talk Radio. And I love this guy. He's just amazing. He inspires me. And I'm hoping that I was able to do the same thing for you through my radio show, through my guest. I'm able to inspire you and being able to perhaps continue with that dream that you have, perhaps just being able to finish that book. I mean, he's working on his second now, and or perhaps doing that business that you always desire to do. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening. I'll be right back after the show. Just to mention our sponsor once more time, the song that is coming up right now is from Alicia Cinnamon. She is a singer-songwriter from Toronto, Canada. She has submitted her MP3, and we are so happy to be able to promote her and to be able to show her gift here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. Here is Alicia Cinnamon with the song Breathe.
ancestors died for, so that we can become the oppressors of ourselves. All this hatred among us has got to end. Remember, you come from kings and queens. Show your world. Young ladies, respect your bodies as well as your minds. Young men, it's not a weakness to be kind. You only live once, so live it wise. Your time will come when you have to answer to the Most High.
I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, was that a nice song to hear? Well, this is from Alicia Cinnamon, and she is here in Toronto, Canada. If you are looking to book her for your event, definitely give her a call. Her website is aliciacinnamon.ca, if I'm not mistaken. I will have the link of her website right underneath my show, just to make sure that you do listen to her songs again. And also, I think she has a single just launched about a month ago. She just emailed me, and just to make sure that everyone has her information. It looks like we have a little bit of more time to sing, couple of more minutes, to play another song. This song is from, I think she is from here, from Toronto, Canada as well. And it was a submission that was just sent to me last night. So forgive me if I can't remember of the singer-songwriting, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening, everyone, and I will probably be disconnecting by now. We'll see you tomorrow, Monday. We'll see you Monday. We'll talk to you on Monday with another show, another fantastic guest, and enjoy the weekend, everyone. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show, and make it, everyone, a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now.
Everything, this is my point of view. I try to be complete, you asking something new. Every day, every night, yeah. You've broken my heart when you say goodbye. I was up in the dark, I had lost my mind. Do you